Blog Talk Radio.
Called the Lindy Hop. That's the very original version of swing dancing. And I discovered swing dancing about 17 years ago, year 2000, in Washington, D.C. There was local instructors, Tom and Deborah. They were very into swing dancing, and they were having all sorts of lessons and parties. And that's where I discovered Lindy Hop. And since then, it's an amazing, beautiful dance based on the improvisation dance to jazz music from 1930s and 40s, started in Harlem, New York. And since then, I just couldn't stop dancing. And then since then, I started teaching and performing. And my passion is to share my passion for swing dancing with lots of different people. I teach adults, also young dancers, children in public schools, and some other young people as well. So that's how I started swing dancing.
You know, by the way, this has to do with generation. I'm curious. I'm curious as how old you are, because when you say
nobody knows. Nobody knows, because I don't really tell people. But in spirit, I'm 27, but I'm way older than 27. But I'm
The reason I'm asking is because the Lindy Hop, well, I'm in my late 60s, and the Lindy Hop was so common common of the dance that they even, like, you know, when I was in junior high school, they made sure you learned it. That it's like everybody was doing the Lindy Hop, you know.
Right, yeah. I know. It was such a popular dance for a long time. And now if you go to, you know, singing parties, I see, you know, generations who are probably 70 years old to, you know, teens dancing all together. So it's an amazing dance that can be danced by any generations, you know. I mean, sometimes you can dance very athletic swing dancing, but you can also do a very relaxed, you know, very chill, nice, smooth swing dancing. You know, you can do all kinds of dancing. And that's the beauty of the Lindy Hop. You can create your own way to do the dance. You know, it's pretty flexible and free. So I think that's why it's loved by everybody.
Well, I think it, well, for me, it was, from what I was getting, it seemed to be most popular in the 50s, but then there was, you know, even before. I mean, I think my parents' generation, you know, knew it as well.
Yeah, yeah, definitely.
But
it was started in late 30s, early 30s, I'm sorry, and into 1940s, I think. You know, the 20s Charleston sort of evolved into Lindy Hop. And then from then, so it was starting in Harlem, New York, and by African-American community, the dancers. And from then, you know, just all sorts of types of swing dancing came out. And you'll see a different styles all over the country. And I know that now there are different communities all over the world, you know, in Europe to South America to Asia, you know, you name it. It's all over the world, and that's amazing to me.
Did you, were you, now, are you Japanese? Just
I am, yes. My father's family came from Korea to Japan, and I grew up in Japan, and my mother was from Japan, and I grew up in Tokyo, and then I came to the States a long time ago.
Oh, okay. Now I was just kind of wondering, because I'm, been getting very involved in with the Asian communities.
And coincidentally,
what just came up was that I had an email of something going on in Queens that has to do with Japanese something going something Japanese in Queens. And the part that I was missing actually was that there doesn't seem to be, like, I can always know where there's a good Chinese restaurant, but there's, like, if there's a Japanese restaurant, Japanese people are not, don't own it.
it's always a challenge to find very authentic Asian restaurants. But I'm not too familiar with these restaurants either. But I think I have a few favorites that I go to Manhattan, so maybe I can tell you later.
You'll tell me later about it. Let's get let's get into this. So when you started getting into dancing, were you into dancing while you were living in Japan?
I did not dance in Japan. While I was growing up, it wasn't a big part of our culture. There is a folk dance there, but, you know, just touching each other in general is not really a common thing to do in Japan. So when I go home, I can't really hug my friend, you know, because it's not our custom. So for the first time I told my mother that I started dancing, that her first question was, well, don't you have to touch other people? So that's how, you know, we think about dancing and, you know, touching each other. So I didn't dance at all. And so it was such a joy and inspiration when I discovered that, oh, I can dance with another person and just express yourself and create something together during those 3 minutes, you know. And I thought that was very exciting and beautiful, and that's why I think I couldn't stop.
Yeah, Well, it's interesting because part of my growing up was learning, I guess, what they call ballroom dancing, dance that actually had specific steps to it.
Yeah, right. That's true.
Specific rhythms, you know.
Yeah. Lindy Hop also does have specific rhythm and sometimes specific moves, but it's relatively free. And especially, you know, we can improvise to music, you know, as jazz music have a lot of improvisation, as you know, you know, swing dancing, we can also improvise and do some crazy, goofy moves if you want to. So you're right, definitely it's relatively free and give us a chance to, you know, be ourselves. So I think, yeah, I do like that part of Lindy Hop very much.
So tell me about this project. Connect, is that what the company is?
Uh-huh, it is. Thank you for mentioning that. So, yes, Project Connect is a project that I'm running, and it's a volunteer-based charitable group, and we try to bring the swing dancing show, it's about an hour, to a nursing home, or, you know, we are trying to deliver the show to anybody who may have difficulty accessing, you know, those, you know, art activities or entertainment. But right now we were trying to bring our show to different nursing homes in the city. But this special opportunity came up for us. It's going to be a public show at the Flushing Town Hall on January 14th, Sunday. And then we're going to do the show that we usually do for nursing homes. But this time, the show is open to everybody, and it's free for seniors and children under 12. So I just wanted to invite everybody to come see our show. But that's
so,
Project Connect, yeah.
Are you going to be?
We have about.
Are they going to be? Are you going to be sort of teaching people how to do it as well?
Yeah,
as part of the show?
Yes, show is very interactive. First of all, one of the members, she's a professional singer, Gabby. She's going to teach the audience how to sing and dance along with our show. So while you watch the show, you'll be singing and dancing along. So you are definitely part of the show. Also, we have a story time where we ask the audience their experience with dancing or playing music, you know, and then we listen to their stories. It's always a very fun part of the show. We have a vintage show where the seniors, some of the seniors are going to be modeling vintage fashion for us. That's always fun. And then, yes, we have a dance lesson at the end. We're going to learn a very popular historic line dance called the Shimsham. And we're going to dance together at the end. So, yes, everybody will be singing and dancing in the show as an audience.
That's great. It's funny. I don't even know. I mean, I know, you know, line dancing, but I never heard of the Shimsham.
Yeah, Shimsham happened. It's coming from tap dancing, actually. There's a tap Shimsham. And I think Lindy Hopper's made it a little bit simpler version of a shimsham, and then now it's very popular among Lindy Hop dancers. So we do the shimsham, and then at the end of the song, we can just improvise and dance with each other. So that's what's going to happen at the show as well. Everybody will do that shimsham first. It's a very simple, fun dance to know, and then we're going to dance with each other. So it'll be fun.
That's great. So
yeah.
how many people are in this show?
Well, we have about 30 active members in Project Connect. They are all volunteer dancers. We include, you know, professional dancers too, people who just started dancing. We kind of teach each other, share our skills, and we have a good time as we make the show. So we are a big group of people.
But in terms of the show that you're doing in Flushing Town Hall, will the whole group be there?
Yeah, actually, yes. We
are 30
people coming to Flushing Town Hall. Yeah. And we are hoping to dance with audience at the end of the show. So, you know, at least 30 people available to dance with you at the end of the show. So we are very excited.
Oh, okay. That's great.
Yeah.
Are they having it? Where are they? What part of the of Flushing Town Hall are they holding this? On the theater or?
Yeah, the
downstairs.
In the big theater. Uh-huh, that's right.
Okay.
That's right. I think we have about 250 tickets available. As I said before, if you are 65 or older or 12 years old or younger, can come free. But you need to call that number, the box office. Should I give you the number?
Okay.
So it's 718-463-7700, extension 222. That's where you can reserve your tickets. Okay.
And also, they could also go to the
online
the website.
Website. Yes. It's the www.flushingtownhall.org.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Have you performed here in Queens before?
Yes, we have. Actually, we just had a performance for Shaping Home for Aging. It's a nursing home in Jamaica. We did that show in July. The director of activity, her name is Kathy. She's also a swing dancer, and she heard about our show, and she said, please come to our nursing home. And so we visited, and we did the whole show, and we had a great time. It was very nice. They welcomed us into their community, and we had a great time together. So we were trying to do more show in Queens. Yeah. So it was amazing.
Yeah, you might.
I'm
going to, like, see if I can, while I'm on my computer, to tell you about this particular place. You know what I'll do? Actually, what I'm going to do, because I have your phone number, but I'm not going to put it out there. I have your phone number. I'm going to call you back after the show to tell you about this place in Queens, because you might want to do something there.
Okay, great. Yes, I would love to hear about
Yeah, and then I also have some questions to ask you that have nothing to do with this as well. So is there anything else that you want to share about this? So do you want to give us names of anybody? Give them some.
Oh, I should
publicity?
Say that I received funding from Queens Council of Arts. And that's that actually made this show happen. So I should definitely acknowledge that. Also, the Flushing Town Hall definitely provided us the opportunity to perform this show. So I'm very thankful to them as well. I just wanted to invite all of you to come check it out. This is also help us to raise some funding, because the general admission is $10. It's not expensive. So if you can, come support us, we would really appreciate it so that we can bring our show to more nursing homes and wherever needed. So we would very much appreciate you coming to the show and enjoy the show for us.
I won't be able to dance considering I have a problem with my hip, but I hope so.
But when we do the shimmy shimmy lesson, we have a version where you can just use your upper body, the arms and head, and then if you would like to stand up, you can, but also you can do the shimmy shimmy while you are sitting. So it's for really everybody, that you have an option of either standing up or sitting down. So, so that would be fun.
of the bands that played, you know, this kind of music, do you have, is there any ones that you really loved?
Yes, there are so many local bands that you can go listen to for swing dancing.
I'm referring to from the past. The bands
yes.
from the past, you know, that you had,
oh.
that you
oh, yeah.
enjoy the most.
I mean, all the songs we use in the show are mostly from 30s and 40s. And we have, you know, of course, Count Basie, Duke Ellington, Benny Goodman, Artie Shaw, Glenn Miller, all sorts of Benny Morton, Cab Calloway, just all sorts of band, the big band from that era.
So we're not
mm-hmm.
going to hear any of the stars, any of the singers that. Yeah, that sang in the 50s that, you know, you did the Lindy Hop to then.
Not too many 50s songs, I think. It's mostly 30s and 40s. Who are you thinking of?
Oh, I don't know. I would have to kind of look it up. Because I was trying
well,
to, I mean,
we have
having
Calloway.
Learned the Lindy,
yeah.
we didn't dance. To like Duke Ellington
sure.
or any of these
yeah.
people,
yeah,
we danced
that's
it
true.
To whoever was singing a song that had the Lindy
feel,
you know, that had the Lindy rhythm.
Yes,
I'll
yes.
have to look it up.
I think the different generations danced to different music, you know, and then our generation right now, we were trying to. Just kind of learn the roots of this dance that our group of people. So we tend to, you know, if you go to the dance party, we tend to play songs from that era. But, you know, nothing is wrong, in my opinion, to dance to, you know, any sort of, because any a lot of music actually swings, right? It doesn't have to be from that era. So, yeah, I understand. Yeah, I'm curious to hear what kind of music you dance to in the 50s.
Yeah, I just thought about, like, Chuck Berry.
Okay, I see. Yeah, that's fun. That's great.
As I think about, you know, because I think there was something recently on him.
Yeah.
And I was just thinking about, in terms of the sound...
Uh-huh.
That in my head that was like very Lindy type sound.
Maybe I should learn what kind of music, you know, different generations have been dancing to swing for the swing that we can incorporate to the show. That would be fun.
It was great talking with you.
Nice talking to you. Thank you so much for having me.
And I'll be calling you in a little while. I'm going to be...
Okay.
I have to run a commercial and whatever, and
sure.
then I'm going to call you and talk to you about a few things, okay?
Okay. All right. Sounds great. Thank you so much again for having me.
You're very welcome.
Okay.
And enjoy
happy
the
holidays.
Day.
Oh, thank you. Goodbye.
Bye. Oh, yes. So, as I say, well, we have to go into commercial
what
now.
What would you do to earn brownie points? How about treating someone to what may be the best brownies they've ever tasted? Fairy Tale Brownies. They may seem like one of the richest bars of fudge, with varieties that include caramel, chocolate chip, espresso nib, raspberry swirl, mint chocolate, all made with Calbo dark Belgian chocolate. But yes, they are brownies, and that's no fairy tale.
Oh, yes, you can get these wonderful brownies at www.brownies.com. I just got brownies. Well, okay, I have certain favorites. I love mint chocolate. They have cookies. They have mint chocolate cookies, like far, like so far better than the Girl Scout ilk. And I also got the mint chocolate brownies. It's like to die for. It's like really like fudge, and you really gotta nurse them because they're just so good. You know what I mean? But anyway, I'm going to let's listen to a little bit of music. This is one of the songs I happen to like. Josh Groban's back. I know he's doing all kinds of stuff, but I'm going to go back to an older song that he sang.
Can be.
love that song. I was looking on my list. I don't have any Lindy Hop songs on the list because I guess I kind of prefer to listen to some calming songs. But maybe on the next show. Speaking of the next show. Okay, so I'm going to end the show now. And wherever you are, day, night, afternoon, morning, whenever you decide to listen to this, have a great one. And who knows what my next show will be about. All right. Let's go. Here we go. Yes.